Now, the drabness and lack of taste in hospital food is a well-known cliche, and indeed accounts from patients testify to the disappointment that comes when mealtime on the ward rolls round. Now, a Michelin-starred chef wants to come into the rescue, and he is to meet Health Minister Leo Varadkar soon in a hospital kitchen to look forward and hopefully plan a tastier way forward. Oliver Dunn of the Bon Appetit restaurant in Malahide is on the line. Good morning to you, Oliver.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Now, nobody, of course, wants to have first-hand experience of hospital food if you can avoid it. But you, unfortunately, have had reason to be around for mealtimes in some of Dublin's hospitals over the last few years.
Yes, yes, unfortunately I have. My wife has been in hospital on and off over the last 3 years and is currently in hospital at the moment, as we speak. So I have seen it first-hand for months and months on end.
What have you observed, Oliver?
I suppose I've fundamentally, what it is, and it's blatantly obvious to me, is quite simply a lack of effort. A lack of effort on behalf of the caterers, whoever it is, to provide good, healthy, nutritious, appetizing, tasty food to the patients. It baffles me. I do not understand why it is as bad as it is. And I have witnessed numerous times hospitals in wards coming up and all the patients are just so disappointed they don't eat it, and it's just families and friends and relatives just bring in the food to feed the patients, because most times it's more or less inedible.
Oliver, you tweeted a picture yourself the other evening of the evening meal served to your wife in the Mater in Dublin at 4:30 p.m. Describe what you tweeted, or you pictured and tweeted.
That was on Sunday just gone, Sean. What she got that night, and that just happened to be the photo I tweeted. It was no worse than any other day or better. It was a place with a handful of cheap red grated cheddar, dried out flavourless cheese, a half of a boiled egg, and one slice of ham.
All cold.
That was her dinner. All cold, and that was her dinner. Nothing else, and that was to do her till half, whatever, breakfast time the next day. From 4:30 in the evening to breakfast the next day. And ironically, yesterday I tweeted another picture because I was shocked. She got the same dinner again last night. Apart from the addition of last night was in a piece of turkey. It was a grey piece of turkey. It was nearly unrecognisable as turkey, but that's what it was sitting on top of it.
Did you, and it's just amazing. Did you taste any of this yourself?
I have tasted the food there loads of times because a lot of times she doesn't eat, and to be honest, I'm hanging around the hospital, so I've tasted it a lot.
Yeah, but I suppose in fairness now to the caterers and the people who have to serve and prepare the meals, they have to serve several hundred people and presumably are operating on a tight budget.
Yes, absolutely. And the budgets have that we've done some sort of research into that, of the cost of the dishes. And I was amazed at what they have to produce a meal. I think the cheapest hospital around is, now I can't remember which hospital it was, but was €2.11 per meal. And then the most expensive was up to €3.60 per meal. That is a huge amount of money to produce a dish.
Well, now, what do you think you could produce with €2.11? And what are you including in the cost there? Is it just the raw materials?
This is just the raw materials. This isn't the labour cost and all that, inclusive. The entire cost was €8 or €9 or something like that.
But okay, well, your words are good, healthy, nutritious and appetising. Off you go now with your €2.11.
Well, I actually done one, Sean, there quite recently, and it's actually up because to prove the point, I created the dish, it was €1.92. And what I done was it was a breast of chicken, and we freshly marinated it in some spices to make it flavourful. There was no salt in any of this dish. And then on the side, I served a side salad of sprouting broccoli, sugar snap peas, almonds, pumpkin seeds, feta cheese, vine cherry tomatoes, red onions, and a simple French vinaigrette. And it was just a really tasty, flavourful dish. Well, and once it was so simple, and my three objectives was, because I can see this, you know, it's easy for you, Michelin star chef. You don't have to have a Michelin star to improve hospital food. It's quite simply, like, focused on cost, that it, you know, wasn't going to come back as a huge amount of money. Really simple dishes to create, so you didn't have to be a chef to create these dishes. My 9-year-old son could have done the same, and also the time it takes to produce these dishes as well. So you don't need.
But could you do it? Could you do it on a large scale, Oliver?
Of course. Like,
and presumably it was haunted with all of those.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, there's hotels out there in the world, you know, we're serving thousands and thousands of dishes a day, just like hospitals are, and they're producing a huge, great standard of food. I would imagine. And I thought that I'm waiting to get into the hospital to actually see firsthand so I can be 100% factual on my information. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do that. But I'd imagine if hospital foods was run privately by private caterers and they were actually selling the food to patients, I'm not suggesting to do that at all, the standard of food would be much better because it would have to be. The reason why the standard of food is so bad is because they're just giving it to patients. There's no monetary value.
Yeah, but you see, you go back to the meal you tweeted and you say it came, you know, twice in the space of a couple of days. Clearly that could have been prepared and left for several hours, and maybe to do with the rostering arrangements or the labour arrangements, that's the way it had to be. They simply don't have the capacity to have people to prepare something hot and tasty as you described yourself.
Yes, that's a possibility, but I don't agree with that. I don't think that's the case. I just think it's a case of not putting the right level of thought into the dishes to come up with clever dishes. Some dishes are suitable for being served in certain environments. Some dishes aren't. Some things you wouldn't ever cook in large quantities and for mass amounts of people. Some dishes you would. So you have to pick the dishes that are suitable to serve for large volumes
and
of people that can be kept hot.
What will you be saying to Leo Varadkar? Now, you've tentatively arranged, I gather, with him over the phone to meet in a hospital kitchen to discuss ways of improving the situation. And clearly you say that there's no need to spend any more money.
No. On the contrary, I don't think there's any need to spend any more money. I just think it's about being clever about how hospitals operate, how they do things. Look at how efficiently they're operating. And I think that could be saved in a huge amount of ways. As I said, one thing I thought of is I don't understand why all HSC hospitals aren't cooking the same menu. That would increase their buying power massively, absolutely massively. Like, why does Beaumont Hospital have a different menu to the Mater Hospital? The same thing, people are in, patients are in. If everyone had the same menu, all hospitals around the same, whether it be a weekly, bi-weekly or monthly menu, the standards would be much, much better because every member of staff in each hospital is doing the same thing day in, day out, as in on these menus. One person can oversee it as an aerial, the standards can be increased, the purchasing buying power, and you can create interesting, healthy food. Why is it individual chefs in each hospital coming up and deciding these menus?
What reaction have you had from around the country, or have you had reaction from around the country to your going public on this and the tweeted pictures and so forth?
Yeah, like, to be honest, the reaction has been phenomenal. The amount of people, I really didn't expect the reaction to be so great. The amount of people who have come back to me, we've had numerous phone calls via the restaurants, from emails to people on Twitter, Facebook, the whole lot are just coming back and really supporting this. I think everyone recognises that hospital food has been, you know, is notoriously bad and always has been. And we've always sort of accepted it. And I just feel I genuinely feel it can be improved really easily.
Maybe you have a kindred spirit. I'm just looking at a quote from a couple of weeks ago in the Irish Independent in early November. They quote the head of catering at Cork University Hospital, a man called Michael McCarthy, saying, "We're determined to get the right meal to the right patient quickly and operate 44 trolleys reaching 26 locations across the hospital. We have 110 staff and take great pride in our work. Quality is everything. If we have a complaint, which is rare, we'll send someone up to the ward within an hour to speak with the patient." You could presumably do with more of that.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say kudos to Cork University Hospital because that was the hospital who have actually contacted me.
Really? With the view to?
Contacted me directly to come down and help. So they actually genuinely seem to be proactively trying to improve because they have been on to me and they've been contacting me. We've had a couple of conversations over the phone and they're coming back with how I could possibly help them. But for me, it's more to do with, I think it's the HSC, as opposed to, you know, I can easily turn into a busy fool, John, going around to individual hospitals. But if for me, it's about getting the HSC on board, the Department of Health. That's why I was delighted Minister Varadkar was willing to meet me and hopefully is going to follow through and let's try to get some change. And I just think the change has to be very, very small. You know, hospitals on a daily basis, they would provide a menu. Well, certainly I know Beaumont did. They provide a menu of two or three choices for the patients the next day. Even if we just change one of them dishes, just so out of the three, there was one which was, described earlier, a healthier, nutritious, tasty variety dish option, then you've improved the standard hospital food by 33%. So it doesn't have to be, let's change everything, because that's not realistic.
So there's more to it than chips, battered sausages and frozen pizza, as well as the cold, sliced, sort of rubbery ham.
Of course. there's much more than that. But in saying that, there is people out there who only eat frozen chips, batter, sausage and peas, and a hospital has to cater for them. So I'm not saying let's just change everything, let's turn a hospital into a restaurant.
Oliver,
but I'm saying we can easily make it better.
I hope we can talk again maybe after you've met with the minister. Oliver Dunn, owner and Michelin-starred chef with Bon Appetit in Malahide in Dublin. Thank you for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.